There's still time to plant winter wheat, achieving greater diversity in a heavy row crop rotation. South Dakota farmer Brian Jorgensen, chair of the South Dakota Wheat Commission, encourages growers to put wheat in their rotation.
I absolutely believe firmly that we need wheat and or any cereal grain in our rotational programs. It seems as though we're losing more and more acres every year to the row crops, to the soybeans and the corn. And I really hope that that trend starts to shift back, because I, as a producer, understand the value of cereal grains and especially wheat in a rotation. We in Tripp County, South Dakota, would find it very difficult long-term to grow corn and soybeans without wheat in the rotation. And from a soil health perspective, there's many, many studies that show that having wheat in that system is going to increase soil health.
The residue left after wheat harvest shields the ground, combating wind and water erosion. This residue enhances soil microbial action, creating more robust soil structure with higher organic matter. More carbon in the soil leads to reduced inputs of commercial fertilizer and, more importantly, higher yields. In fact, research reveals rotations, including winter wheat, produce roughly 4 to 6% stronger yields of corn and soybeans, resulting in greater long-term profitability. Finally, cereal grains rotated with row crops open the door to stronger weed control, especially against troublesome weeds like waterhemp and kochia. Jorgensen states wheat varieties developed right here in South Dakota are suited to every region in the state. As farmers seek to adapt to shifting environmental conditions and market dynamics, diversifying crop rotations with wheat presents a promising strategy for sustainable agriculture. I'm Pam Geppert reporting for the South Dakota Wheat Commission.